Boswell drills it straight away and keeps on doing it. Boswell hit from 57 earlier. He hits from 51 here, and the Steelers take the lead. A chip shot compared to what he's done so far today. It's perfect, and so is he in this first half. Three field goals. Boswell again, long range from 56. It is his third make of the day from 50-plus. Living up to his reputation as the most accurate kicker. Boswell stays locked in. He's 5-for-5, and the lead is 15-10. Chris Boswell looking for his sixth make of the day, and he's got it. And that's been everything for the Steelers. Six made field goals, three takeaways. Only 60 yards of offense for the Falcons since halftime. And Cousins is sacked. Guess who? T.J. Watt putting an exclamation on this one.
Those clips, courtesy of Fox. And yeah, man, I mean, the MVP of this game, T.J. Watt, was unbelievable. George Pickens was great. There were other Dante Jackson, new guys in the second. Chris Boswell was the MVP of this game. He had, and I am not going overboard here, he had one of the greatest games of any kicker in NFL history. Hear me out for a second, Bob.
I agree.
The record for most 50-plus yard field goals in a game is 4. He had 3. The record for most field goals in a game is 7. He had 6. So he combined those two.
Could have had 7.
Should have had 7 if Tomlin had gone for the field goal. And you combine those two, long range plus 6, 4-6. And he had a 43-yard punt on the spur of the moment, emergency, from the shadow of his own goal line with the game hanging in the balance. I'm willing to say that's one of the top 5 one-day performances in the regular season by any kicker who's ever walked this planet.
I would agree. And the punt just sealed the deal, because where they were after that, you know, injury to Cameron Johnson, what a shame that is, by the way. You know, now all of a sudden he has to come in. He hasn't punted, I think, in 10 years. And I'm sure he doesn't.
Is that right?
Yeah, 10 years, I think, was his last one. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe City Limits. You can check that one. I think Chris Boswell's last punt in a professional, I think, I hope I'm right about that, 9 or 10 years ago. Anyway, the bottom line is, I'm sure he doesn't sit there and practice it. He probably hits a couple, but never think he's going to be in a game. The pressure on that punt, had to get it away. And then Scotty Miller made a beautiful special teams tackle. 43 yards, no return. That could have been a shank. That could have been, you know, first and 10 for Atlanta at the Pittsburgh 35. It could have been a lot of bad things.
That was his first NFL punt.
First, well, look back into his college days. He punted at some point.
And yeah, he said that post game that I think it was a couple of times that he punted.
I was stunned. I mean, that was, you throw that in.
It could have been terrible.
Show me a kicker who's had a better day. I mean, guys have won games with, you know, who was it? The guy won one with a 66-yarder a couple of years ago, was it, Bob?
Was that Justin Tucker? He had one in, it was in
Denver. That might have been.
Justin
or
Tucker.
In Denver? I don't know.
Well, that's the
obviously
other thing.
There's been greater kicks than any Boswell produced. I get it. But as far as overall day, Limits, look up the guy who made 7 field goals in a game a couple years ago. I think he played for the Colts.
And Boswell said his rookie year, Houston, is the latest time that he can remember.
When was that, 2014? I think it was 2014.
Look up that guy and the guy who made 4 50-yarders and see what else they did on those days. And if you have to use a pause early in the show.
What did we do before these things?
I don't know.
We just guessed.
Bob, you get 2 of those, by the way, over the course of a show. If you have to look something up, take a pause. Look at that bluebird out there.
I would have been.
I don't know that I've ever seen a bluebird that close.
Was
Bob.
That right? 2014?
Because 2015 was his first year with the Steelers.
Yeah, I think it was 2014 when he was with Houston.
Ron was supposed to get me a bird feeder as a parting gift. You think he's had his first beer yet in Fort Myers?
What time? Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, what time is it? It's 11. That's
people always ask, they say, do you still talk to Ron? Do you think Ron would come on the show for like a segment? We got to get Ron on once a week.
He still has commercials running.
And I feel like
He's still an endorser here. I thought I was getting his endorsements. He's still an endorser. He wakes up early every morning. He goes for a long walk. He comes home, reads, goes to the beach, has lunch, takes a nap, goes to happy hour, and goes till about 8:30, and then he goes to bed. I think he's going to be very successful.
In retirement?
Well, he already is. I think he's going to have many marvelous relationships, Bob. I think it's been a while for
Ron. You
mean
from happy hour?
Possibly.
Depends on what bar he's going to.
Well, the bottom line with Ron is his age. I'm not exactly positive. He's a retired man. He thinks of himself as Shrek or the Elephant Man.
Yeah,
he's actually a fine looking guy for his age, right?
Yeah. He has a healthy laugh, a hearty laugh.
Health. Right.
You're quick, City Limits. He does. And just imagine if you're sitting at a bar, he's telling a joke, he gets into it, there's a personality that comes out of him, and there's some, you know.
Yes, he's
some
a very
other
nice man.
Retired woman at the bar. Yeah. You know, who knows?
You know how he'll really melt them is he's very sensitive. He'll cry at the drop of a hat. So combine all that, and you have a lot of single retirees in Florida, and even after a losing streak that's, well, probably longer than anything the White Sox have had this season, I think Ron's going to be a winner. I think he has years
of winning. It's interesting how you put it, a losing streak.
Come on, come all for the wheel of ball.
Exactly, sort of. I want to shout out a happy birthday here, Bob. Jennifer Ramsey from East Liverpool, Ohio. Apparently a big fan of the show. She turns 50 today, Bob, out in East Liverpool. Her husband, Bill, who works at the East Liverpool Junior Senior High School, sent me a note that really grabbed my attention. His wife has been through a lot, kind of like my wife, with losing people who were important to her. Jennifer lost her brother and her mom within the past, I don't know, 6-7 years, something like that. And so my heart goes out to you, Jennifer, and a happy birthday. And her husband, Bill, said that this show has really helped her. The humor on the show, the fun that we've had on the show, Bob, you and I, you and me and Paul, you and me and Ron, whoever else, City Limits, Folsey.
Yeah. Horse.
Man, when you hear something like that, because sometimes I talk sports for a living. Is there anything, you know, worthy happening here, anything important? But when you hear something like that.
Well, sports is a great distraction for people with problems. Every one of us has something you're dealing with, whatever it is. And when you could take your mind away from it, and shows like this maybe is an extension of that. So you can, you know, they sit around, you can engage in it, especially if you're driving around. It's kind of a cool way, and then, you know, participate in it. And it's like the toy department. We're not in a business. It's high end, life or death, big, you know, topics that make you crazy. It's fun.
Right.
Even if you have a difference of opinion, it's still fun.
It's the toy department.
It's the
department. And you must hear from people from time to time with the things that you do
who
say that you help them through some times.
And it's
unwittingly help them.
It is, but it's a nice thing to do. And especially if you know, again, that gets their mind away from whatever. I know a lot of people because of doing some volunteer work with hospitals. My daughters do that. You find there are people who just want sort of a normal life. And if this is part of it, like you can talk to them about something we have all in common, sports teams. People love them. It's a unifying kind of thing. It's beautiful. It helps.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Happy. You going to sing to her? It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. Going to zip a party like it's your birthday. And we care because it's your birthday.
Very good job there, Bob, of changing the words around.
Wow. Bill Ramsey didn't sign up for that. They got pumped to sing to her on her birthday. Hope
That's
you have
incredible.
A great day.
That's worth the price of admission.
I hope you have a great day, Jennifer. We're talking Steeler quarterbacks and Steelers in general, getting the impression that most people don't believe Justin Fields did enough to vault himself past Russell Wilson, who we've never seen play yet. I think most people are seeing this clear-eyed. At the same time, I thought that Fields did some things to help them win. His performance was fine. In some ways, it was Pickett-like when Pickett was at his best, which was don't give the other team the ball and make a couple of key plays. That was the Pickett recipe. It works for today. That's fine. For today, it's fine. Give me a call on that, Limits.
Let's go to Bob in Brackenridge.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Hello, guys. How are we doing?
Good. How are you, Bob?
All right, so Bob, I spoke to you last night on this, so it sounds like a repeat. But I just when you watch Russell Wilson, okay, he can maybe still throw a plus deep ball, but he's not a threat, a legit threat. If you watch him the last 3 years, he is Kenny Pickett 2.0 with the dump offs. And when you watch the game yesterday, Justin Fields commanded those defensive backs to be on their heels. He even hit a couple big plays. He rolled to his left. They had to respect that. He threw deep 40 yards downfield on the other side of the field because of his threat of running and where they thought he was throwing. He had the ability to manipulate the defense and get a big field goal. Not only that, Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, they're going to have bigger running lanes because he's a threat to keep the ball. They can't just load up. And the tight ends, over the middle of the field are going to open up. You watch Fields grow with his athletic ability, and you let this team just grow with him. The other teams respect him. Russell Wilson, as I told Bob last night, they'll be standing 10 yards from the line of scrimmage and tackling everything in front and dare him to throw it over, and he does not have the ability to scare you. Justin Fields does. It's a no-brainer.
Well, I think those points are well taken because he does give you an element that a lot of teams have to account for. And, you bring in different formations, whether it's four wide, although they never, yesterday was more like four tight ends if they had four. It was all a lot of tight end, one receiver looks, which is kind of interesting, which is another thing we should talk about, where they're going to get more production. Roman Wilson couldn't get back fast enough, in my view. They need him. But, yeah, I get that. But that's going to be the challenge for Russell Wilson. I don't know that he runs to run. He runs to move the pocket. Sometimes I think he leaves the pocket too soon. And last year there were a lot of checkdowns. But I think that's what we're seeing with a lot of quarterbacks.
The numbers, Fields and Wilson had the same yards per attempt last year, 6.9. He was captain check down as well.
Right.
But that guy who just called, if I was a lawyer making a case for Justin Fields, I thought he articulated that very nicely. There is a case for Justin Fields. I just think that Wilson deserves his shot. And if you want to argue that Fields was constricted by the system he was in, I don't know, man. If Sean Payton and Russell Wilson was a great marriage, it would appear that it wasn't. In the games that I watched, he made some plays. It wasn't just him dumping the ball down. He out-dueled Josh Allen in Buffalo, made some unbelievable ad-lib plays late in that game. And maybe in this system, he'll get the ball down the field a little bit. Maybe. But that guy's right that Fields has the best arm. And he made some big plays yesterday. That throw to Pickens late in the third quarter, he got hit right when he delivered that ball and delivered a really, really accurate throw. Now, Pickens made a great catch.
He did.
But for getting hit,
by the way, on that,
right when you released it, great throw.
It was. Can I just dovetail off of that into something that bothered me? They called him down by contact. I looked at that thing three different times.
I know.
There was no contact. And there was no challenge about that. Not that that was a significant challengeable play, but it was. And knowing that you can get one bad decision and you still get another chance to gain a third, I would have challenged that. Because it was like 10 yards, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was 18 yards, I think. No, I mean, from where they said he was down to where he
18 ended, yards?
That much?
I thought it was more
like 8 or 10.
What was it, Limits? How many yards? Haven't you piped up yet? Justin Fields should start?
This is the new age generation.
He won't jump in. He has a big opinion here.
Typically, I jump in a lot, but I was letting the masters do their work. I've been admiring today.
And I just interrupted Bob in the middle of a soliloquy.
No,
my
thing was, how can they not see that? And how doesn't Mike challenge that?
I would have challenged that. The officiating was terrible,
Bob. Oh, the officiating was horrendous.
We'll talk about that later. It was horrendous both ways.
We're going to talk about that. I thought there were some bad calls against...
More against the Steelers.
Okay, but...
I'm not buying into a league-wide conspiracy or anything, but more were against the Steelers.
True.
And T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt got an admission from the...
Him in particular, yes. Yeah, that crap they called. We're going to get into that later.
All right, I'm sorry. What do you want to do?
Why are you yelling? To talk about Fields.
We are trying to make the birthday girl happy.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Want angst.
Why didn't you jump in yet, Limits? You tell us off during the break, I think Justin Fields should start. That's a big opinion.
I do.
Make your case in 20 seconds.
It sucks because this is the week where you want to see Russell Wilson because it's against Denver. And if it was any other week, maybe it'd be an easier conversation. But I think Justin Fields has a different dynamic that this offense has not had in a very long time because of the ability to run, the ability to keep the defense honest, and potentially, as the caller mentioned, open up running lanes for Jaylen Warren, who's clearly still banged up, and Najee Harris. And I think just the way that Fields was able to move that pocket on the throw, the deep throw to George Pickens, is a play that I think that they can further exploit if they take the training wheels off.
That's why we pay him the big bucks, Bob. That's why we lift all them weights.
But he's also overlooking his ability to turn the ball over. That's the thing. And there were some instances yesterday.
The first two plays, they were like, oh my gosh, this will be a long day.
By the way, if either one of you can tell me who led the NFL, if you take away the qualifiers, like you have to throw a certain number of passes. So four games or more last year, you had to appear in at least four games. Which quarterback led the NFL in yards per attempt? Bob?
Baker Mayfield.
Wrong.
I would think Josh
Wrong.
Allen.
Mason.
Rudolph. There we go. That was a trick question. But you I should have known about it. Hey, by the way, Will Levis did not have a good game.
How
about that interception Will Levis threw?
I know. How long before Mason comes to save that slate down there in Tennessee?
Is a man named Buddy Hield. He threw the ball down the field. He might get a chance, Bob.
Yeah, he probably will.
I'm just saying. Will Levis was not good yesterday.
Did you see the throw he lost the game on?
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
That was an act of insanity.
I don't think they're going to immediately get rid of him as a starter, but they're going to. If this continues, Mason could be in there, and that would answer the question, who has – of the question you asked last week, Pickett, Rudolph, Trubisky, who was going to have the best?
He's yelling at me, Bob.
It would be Rudolph. What?
He's yelling in my ear that we have Chris Peak on video.
Okay.
Let's talk to him next as we're toggling back and forth. It's going to be 90% Steelers, 95, but it's a huge story when Pitt fires its athletic director. Heather Lyk is out as athletic director.